You're listening to some of my best and most knobbly bits from today's show. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2. Now we're going to move on to the item that I did warn you about earlier on. If you've just tuned in, if you're in the car with the kids or your, you know, elderly aunt who's a nun, this might be not for her, but it might. Now, the item we're going to do, some might find a bit graphic, as I said before, also a bit icky. Dan Dobbs thinks he may have come up with an alternative to the tampon. Rather than wearing anything, the woman applies a substance to the vagina that effectively works as a glue. Dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you describe to us how this lipstick glue works?
Well, first of all, it's not a glue. Normally, mucous membranes have an attraction to each other. They stick a little bit together, and what we're doing is we're improving that attraction. We're making the membranes more attractive so they cling together tighter and create a seal. And the seal can definitely be strong enough to prevent leakage of menstrual fluid, and that's what it's about. It's similar to, you know, a tampon. It's kind of a plug.
Yeah.
And a vaginal cup is a plug. And we're just simplifying it here with this concept, is to just increase the attraction of the labia together so that it forms a seal tight enough to prevent leakage until the woman urinates, and then the urine will instantly dissolve the menzies lipstick compound and everything just empties into the toilet.
Right. And so the blood
more.
Would have collected inside. That's the basic idea.
Yes. It would collect in the same location that a tampon would collect it.
Right. And whatever the material is that causes the adhesion to take place, is it only urine that can dissolve it? I mean, if the woman sweats or anything,
yes,
that won't have an effect.
Yes, that's pretty simple chemistry. You know, urine has ammonia in it and some other compounds, pH and so forth, work in our favor too. That, yes, it's not affected by blood or sweat or water in a swimming pool or lake water. It'll just form a seal.
Right. And absolutely, not airtight seal, but certainly liquid-tight seal.
Airtight and liquid-tight, yes, both.
Yeah.
And the airtight is a big advantage too. And, you know, air entering in, you know, coming in contact with blood is what creates odors and yucky smells, and this will prevent that. It's like, you know, anything in a bag is going to, the odors are still there maybe, but they're not going to be outside, and the air movement is what creates that.
And from the testing you've done, is this comfortable for the woman? If, you know, there's a relatively long period between urinating and she's collecting a lot of blood in there, is that okay?
Yes. You know, the average woman during her period will use the restroom 8 to 10 times a day. So that's every 3 hours on average. And that's actually a pretty short time. If you look at the research or the women that use like the vaginal cups, when they think they've had a really heavy day, there's only a thimbleful of blood in that cup. I mean, it's a very small amount. It's just blood is so concentrate. You know, you put one drop in the shower of blood, you know, with water, and it looks like it's everywhere. I mean, it's so concentrate. It has that effect, but there's really a very small amount that a woman actually menstruates. I believe the number is less than 1 fluid ounce over the entire week of her period.
What kind of a reaction have you got to this product? Because as I understand, it's it's been quite mixed.
It has been. You know, this story is about women and about possibilities for them. And, you know, it's not about me at all. And any of the negative stuff has been attacks directly on me. You know, women, yeah, on any innovation, you have to answer the reason why. And a guy is just not allowed to talk. This is so taboo that we can't even talk about why it's offensive to women. So that's one of the difficulties in this, you know, but some of the real whys. You know, it's healthier for one because you're not in certain potentially contaminated tampons in there. you know, that are contaminated possibly by bacteria or chemicals. You know, there's a lot of studies out there showing there's a lot of unhealthy chemicals in tampons, like bleaches and so forth, that you just don't want to be putting in there. So it's healthier in that reason. You know, it keeps it sealed to keep bacteria out and keep odors down, or, you know, if there are. And, you know, I don't want to be offensive, because this is really about women and not me. Mm. You know, I'm just nobody, but I have an idea, and I patented it, and that's where this has come.
In the process of developing it, did you test it out on women?
Well, no, not on women. I mean, not, but the chemistry's there. I mean, you can test it in other ways without doing clinical trials and that. So we're not to that point. This is, you know, from my standpoint as an innovator, this is a very elegant idea. The chemistry, the anatomy, and the physiology all fit together so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by elegant. It is just, if you really look at what's happening here, this is a real elegant, simple solution that will make their lives a lot better.
Yeah, and your company, Menzies Technologies, you're not planning to produce this. Are you hoping someone's going to license it now?
Right, that's exactly right.
And how's that going?
Oh, you know, we've had a lot of interest, you know, a lot of people wanting to get involved in it, and that's a lot of work going to be ahead of us to filter through that and find the best fit. But I'm excited with that part of it. You know, I've had thousands of emails from women that actually want to test it, that they want to be involved in the research and development. You know, it's quite mind-boggling. Foundations wanting me to submit and for funding, and, you know, there's a lot of women's, active women's groups that are real excited about it. Third world countries seem to be more excited than maybe U.S. women. I don't understand what's happening there, but had a lot of interest from those areas.
Dr. Dan Dobbs is CEO and President at Menzies Technologies. Dan, thank you very much for talking to us today.
I do appreciate the call and anytime, and you have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening. I hope you were enthralled, horrified, or tickled pink. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2:00.